Can we run that little tape we have there? This is a news report I want you to hear.
WYSM-TV, Milwaukee. This is Channel 12 Action News.
The FBI this afternoon confirmed it is investigating members of a Milwaukee area computer club
for having successfully tapped in to the computer of the Nuclear Weapons Research Laboratory at Los Alamos, New Mexico.
Milwaukee man under investigation reportedly said breaking into the computer system was, quote, really easy to do.
How easy was it?
Very, very easy.
That's it. The original hackers from Milwaukee. A little point of pride, I guess, there. They were called the 414s for the area code, and they had to use modems in those days. We've got, and there's now a CNN is actually a documentary. It's a short film, actually, on the 414s, because they are like the initial guys who figured out how to hack into other computers, and they didn't do it maliciously. They probably here. Tim Winslow from Milwaukee, he was one of them. He's on the line with us right now. Hi, Tim.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I'm from Milwaukee, too, you know, Tim, but I went to Washington. I don't think we had computers in Washington.
In Washington High School?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I went for the computer courses.
You did?
Yes.
Well, it was a different year, I guess. Back in 1814, they didn't have them. I don't know, when I was graduating. So didn't you go to Rufus King, or is that someone else?
No, that's Pete Neo went there.
Oh, okay. So this film is pretty exciting, and it all comes back to you in a rush, I bet, huh?
It does. It's amazing how much that comes back in memories and stuff like that over the last couple of years, filming this and talking to people.
Yeah. And you were saying as a kid, or at least growing up in Milwaukee, you thought you'd be a bus driver or something like that, right? You never thought about anything until you got your hands on a computer.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of aspirations in sports or anything like that, so I just thought I was going to drive or something like that.
Mm. Drive a bus or a cab or something like that?
Yeah.
And then what was your first computer experience?
In junior high school, they brought in a teletype terminal that I was able to do some math work on because it was in our math course, and that's the first time I touched them and was very excited, and that was in the mid-70s.
Yeah. What kind of power did you have behind that teletype?
It was a 110 baud modem into a PDP 1123.
Oh, yeah.
It's the computer probably was as big as most people's living rooms. And
really?
Needed a lot of air conditioning to keep it cold. But it didn't have much memory or anything like that.
Yeah. You guys didn't do any of your nefarious work on that machine, I presume?
No.
Yeah. And how did you, I mean, what was the deal behind this? You guys were all Eagle Scouts or something?
We were Explorer Scouts.
Explorer Scouts. Yeah. And so there's Explorer Scout computer club or something? Or?
Yeah, it was sponsored through IBM.
Uh-huh.
So we went to a IBM office and got to work on their computers and learn more about the world of computers.
Yeah, and so that set you off on the whole thinking of it. And you guys were all friends or you just were all in the same...
Many of us became pretty good friends.
Yeah.
And we hung out together just anytime, plus... you know, this scout group and stuff like that.
Yeah. When did the idea first occur to you that you could use this to maybe access other computers?
Well, while in high school learning the computers, you know, we were learning about, you know, dialing in modems and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then people would talk about electronic bulletin board systems, or back in the day we called them BBSs.
Mm-hmm.
And we started learning how to dial into them and meeting other people that way, too.
Yeah. So it was more or less a social thing, like a social network, really, the billboards.
Yeah, early social network, one person at a time, more or less, with the phone line.
Yeah. That doesn't quite explain hacking Los Alamos nuclear facility, though.
No. Well, these bulletin board systems had messaging boards that we would post back and forth, and Actually, people would call long distance into other places, and we learned things from people from all over that would call in and post information about, you know, different places to dial into. And one of them was an information about a bank of modems that was for business computers. And we thought, well, we could, since they were business computers, we could learn more about different types of computers and expand our knowledge for, I was going to be going to school in the fall, and, you know, I could get some ideas on how they would work and beforehand, and then when I was taught about it, I'd actually have some more knowledge on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So nothing, and in that movie, War Games, came out about that time, too, right? Was that?
Yeah, we were actually visited probably right after the movie was released.
Right.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah, and that was coincidental. That was with Matthew Broderick. He was a kid who hacked into our missile system or something, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was very coincidental because we were being monitored months before that.
Yeah, you were already being monitored by then.
Yep.
Yeah, so it was coincidental, but it sort of made it set the stage kind of for all the interest that you guys acquired. You were kind of naive, actually, right? Would you say, or at least you didn't have any agenda as hackers?
Right. We were, as an explorers group, we actually said, you know, let's explore. We don't want to be any malicious or anything. Just have fun and learn things, and that was our idea.
Yeah, but you did hack into the Los Alamos and what, Sloan Kettering Cancer Center computers?
Yeah, there were several systems gotten into all over North America.
Yeah.
I was not personally on Los Alamos or Sloan Kettering, but I was in lots of other ones.
Yeah, lots of other ones.
Including hospitals and one of the ones that they actually put in my charges was Canada Cementless Barge.
Was what?
Canada Cementless Barge.
Canada?
Yeah, it was a Canadian cement company.
Oh, a cement company. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got sort of the leavings, I guess, of some of these groups. This is not really the choice one. Was one of you a more of a computer genius than others, or can you not say?
there was a few of us that actually sat down and built computers.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us had what I'd consider a genius knowledge on it. We were all pretty well equal.
Yeah, that's cool. But one of you, I know, like Neil Patrick, got all the attention. Was that because he was too young to be prosecuted?
Correct. He was too young, and he had a good lawyer that helped him out.
Yeah. So the rest of you guys could be up for federal charges, right, when this
Correct.
Is all discovered. And you said they discovered it by tapping your phones?
Correct. They had to tap into our phones.
Yeah. And that went on from Washington? Or?
It was local in Milwaukee. So they had the Milwaukee federal group that put the taps on our line.
Yeah. Could you hear a difference in sort of when you were using your modem that there was something different going on?
When using the phone lines, they were more pops and clicks. We couldn't stay on as long sometimes. And even back then, you know, the modems weren't perfect, so you would drop off. But we seemed to drop off a lot more often. And then we also noticed slowness and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. And I noticed that of any of you guys, like Neil Patrick now, he went into ladies' wear, right? He got out of computing altogether, right? And you stayed in it. You're in networking.
Yep, I'm a network engineer. Yes.
Network engineer. So you still do it. Okay. When did it occur to you that you were in some deep doo doo?
Pretty well the same answer that Neil gave in the documentary when the FBI showed up at our door.
Yeah. And did they come to the Winslow home as well?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
I was up late the one evening. I usually played around till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, then went to bed. Then my mom woke me up somewhere a little bit after 9 o'clock in the morning, and asked me to come upstairs, and there were a couple of men there that said they were there on either federal or some type of official business.
Was she happy?
She sat in my dad's chair in the living room crying the whole time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With the FBI agent. That's embarrassing in front of the FBI, I guess.
And she thought they were going to take me right there.
Yeah. And you probably thought that yourself. Did they read the riot act to you or let you know you're in deep?
They said they knew what we were doing, and they've got up other people and just tell us what you did. And so I was honest because I knew everyone else would have been honest. We weren't trying to hurt anyone. So we wanted to just tell our story to them.
Yeah. And they believed you. So they did not. Did they prosecute, end up prosecuting you?
Yes, I got a couple of misdemeanors that have been expunged from the record.
Well, you've been expunged. And they're just for making like crank calls or something like that, right? Because they didn't have any anti-hacking laws.
They didn't have really any computer laws at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so our group actually helped create several of those laws that are still on the books.
So you are the fathers of hacking legislation, really.
Correct.
If you look at it that way. And this misdemeanors were just for misuse of a telephone or something?
Yeah, making a phone call without announcing who you are with an intent to harass.
Yeah. What did your dad have to say about this?
My dad usually was pretty quiet about things. He never said much about it at all.
It's like my dad, too. Dads are great, aren't they, really? They're so good in these situations when the FBI shows up. Yeah, Dad didn't say much. He looked a little. And he went to bed.
He was in bed still because he worked second shift.
Oh, he does. Okay. Where'd your dad work?
He worked for Kering, the big crane.
Oh, yeah, the crane.
In Milwaukee.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Right. Oh, cool. That's cool. And so, so you had misdemeanors and stuff, and that, so we're at this point now, and it's pretty much, it made national news, and your buddy Neil became like the spokesman for the group and kind of a flashy, sort of almost like the hero of this fledgling hacker movement and stuff. Did you kind of resent that? Because,
there was some resentment to it at the time.
Yeah.
But we forgave him, and we understood what went on.
Yeah. After all, it did drive him to ladies' wear, so that's, you got to look at that end of it, too. He didn't want
any. And I still talk.
You don't want any more of it after that. But you stayed in computing, so that's interesting.
Yes, I did.
And then did you go to college and study this in detail?
I went to college. At the time, there wasn't a lot of computers, so I was doing a little bit of engineering. And then I got into computers afterwards more. Yeah.
Was this in Milwaukee as well, MSOE? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
I started at MATC.
MATC, yeah. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Well, and looking back on it now, and I don't know if you have children or something like that, but in looking at the hacking movement itself, and which is now all the news, and it almost predominates the news. What do you think of all that in terms of what you guys did when you were just kind of fooling around, and what's going on now, and what do you make of all that?
Currently, it's a very scary situation. I actually work a little bit in security, so I have to watch for that stuff myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy to keep everyone out because of holes that are in softwares, and some of the softwares never really were updated from way back in the day. Like FTP and Telnet are pretty well the same softwares from back then.
That's scary. And they must be full of holes.
Yep, they are.
Yeah.
But then now they're doing secure Telnet and secure FTP, which is a lot easier, but
it still
uses the same ports over and over, so
yeah.
Everyone follows that.
Do you think every system can be hacked?
No. There is abilities to block things.
Yeah. It's funny, that may be true, but then they are not utilized for some reason. Isn't it amazing, like all these government agencies and so forth, and this day and age and all these top secret things are somehow online, and if they're online, it seems like they can be hacked and someone can get to them. So the systems, security systems exist, but they don't seem to be utilized.
In some aspects, but even those are getting broken past. So the secure stuff is not as secure as people think.
Yeah. I think that's true. It's almost like there is no privacy. There's nothing that's unhackable. There's not, you know, you basically have to go off the grid not to be, you know, available.
Correct.
Not correct. Okay. I'm correct. I don't know anything about it. I didn't take a single computer course. And people's passwords, 1, 2, 3, 4, that doesn't help either.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Password and 1, 2, 3, 4 and dog's names and children's names.
Yeah, and your birthday is always good.
Yep.
Yeah, and I know that the one thing Neil Patrick did say was when he was testifying for Congress or somebody, I don't know, he said that people could make their passwords a little harder. That would go a long way towards making things more secure, even then, you know.
Yeah, make them harder and change them.
Make them harder and change them.
You know, when the time changes, would be a good time to go through and you change your batteries for, because that's this week at, change your batteries in your watch call and change your passwords everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. You're flying to New York. They're having a premiere of the 414s. Is that right?
It sounds like it, yes.
Yeah. Sounds like it, or you're not sure? Didn't they send you a ticket?
I haven't gotten it exactly yet, but I was told I should be.
Yeah. The premiere and everything in New York, that's pretty exciting. All the guys get back together for this?
That would be nice. At least the few of us that were in the movie.
Yeah. They don't. You don't have reunions, I suppose, every few years, do you? For the 414s?
No. I talked to a few of them, but not all of them.
Yeah, yeah. Tim, I want to thank you a lot for speaking with us. It's called the 414s. It's going to be on CNN coming up. Check your local listings. It's all about the Milwaukee group that the first of the hackers, I guess, but they were hackers just for the heck of it. They were hackers more than hackers. Thanks, Tim.
It won't be on TV.
Won't be on TV. Oh, it's on CNN Online.
It's on, yes.
Okay, yeah, CNN Online. It's the first of they're doing these online things now, and this is the first of their short documentary. So, thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
Tim Winslow. Original 414.